Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Masechet Sanhedrin. We are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Smichas Zekenim, when the Zekenim of the Beis Din made a mistake in their psak, and they therefore have to bring a Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur, and they need to do a smicha on the Rosh of the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. That's what some say it means. Others say it means Mino Hadayan, that they give someone smicha to appoint him as a Dayan. Va'arifas Eglan, doing Egla Rufa B'Shlosha. That requires three Dayanim. Egla Rufa is where they find a dead body in between two cities, and they have to figure out the basin of the closest city. They measure, and the basin of the closest city has to bring an egg arufa, so that requires only three dayanim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'chamish. Rabbi Yehuda says it requires five dayanim. Hachalitza, in order to do a chalitza, if a man dies without any children, vami unin, and with a brother, vami unin, and when a woman is mima'enes, meaning it's a ketana, that's a yosoma, that was married off by her mother and her brother, and then she decides she wants out of the marriage, so that she does something called mion, that requires bishlosha, only three dayanim. Neta revayim, maiser sheni, shen dam of yuduin, bishlosha. When you have neta revayim, you want to be mechalil the neta revayim money, or maiser sheni, where you don't know its value, so also you need three dayanim to assess. Hekdeshos bishlosha, similar when it comes to hekdesh, we want to be pulled to something from hekdesh, also requires three dayanim. Ha'arachin v'metaltalin bishlosha. When it comes to an erech value of something, you said erech ploni alai, and you don't have any money to give the assigned amount, so you instead want to give metaltalin in its place. You want to give just stuff that you have, so they have to assess the value of that stuff. So you need three dayanim to do that assessment. Rabbi Yehuda Omer echan me'en kohen. Rabbi Yehuda says, and one of the three needs to be a kohen, because the pasuk says ke'erkecha hakohen. So and when it comes to assessing karka, the guy doesn't have any metaltalin to pay his erech vow, so you need to assess karka that he's going to pay, so then you need 10 people, and one of those 10 needs to be a kohen. And if a guy says that I'm going to give the value of ploni, of a particular person, so we have to figure out how much that person is worth, also you need 10 people, and one of them to be a kohen in order to do that assessment. Mishnah Dalet, dinei nefashos b'asam shoshu, when it comes to life or death cases, so you need 23 dayanim. Haroveya v'anirba b'asam shloshah. If someone is accused of being roveya a behem of bestiality, or on either end, the male end or the female end, so it requires 23 dayanim. Shnemar v'haraktas yishav es behema v'omer ves behema taharogu shora niskal b'asam shloshah. To if a shor kills a person and we give the shor skila, so that case requires 23 judges. Shnemar hashor yisakel v'gamba alav yumas. Because the pasuk links the skila that we give to the shor with a death that we would give to the owner of the shor. So k'mis sabaylim, kach mis shor. Just like the mis sabaylim, if we were to kill the owner of the shor, it would obviously need 23 dayanim, because it would be dinin fashos. So too, when we kill the shor, it requires 23 dayanim. Hazeev, ariv, hadov, hanomer, va'abardlos, va'nachash, misasim, ba'asim, shlosha. Similarly, other dangerous animals that kill, when we're going to kill them, that also requires 23 dayanim. Rav Lazar Omer Kalakodim Lahargan Zacha. Rav Lazar says, no, don't wait for a basin of 23. Just kill it. If there's a dangerous snake slithering around, just kill it. Rabbi Kiva Omer Misasim Ba'asim Shlosha. Rabbi Kiva says that it's Misasim Ba'asim Shlosha. No, you need a basin of 23. So the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. The Tanakama is the same as Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, no, the difference between them is a Nachash. And according to the Tanakama, a Nachash requires 23. According to Rabbi Akiva, a Ze'ev Ari Dov, Namer, Ubardilis required 23, but a Nachash, it's better to just kill him, because you're just removing the Mazik min ha'olam. And the halacha follows the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we said that according to we have machlokas Rav Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, how many dayanim you need for smicha zakenim and for egla arufa, whether it's three or five. We said that chalitza and miyun requires three. Being poda maaser sheni and neta revai requires three. Being poda hegdish requires three. Being poda arachin that are metaltalin requires three. Meaning that when you're figuring out to pay an erech vow using metaltalin, requires three, but one of the Rabbi Yehuda adds one of them has to be a kohen. If you're using karka to pay an erech vow, you need 10 people. You need 10 people, one of them being a kohen. And if you're assessing the value of a person for some sort of vow, also you need 10 people to be involved. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we said that for Dina Nefashos, you need 23 Dayanim. When it comes to animals that are involved in crimes, whether it be bestiality, you need 23 Dayanim, or whether it be Ashor HaNiskal, you need 23 Dayanim, because the Pasuk says, Hashor Yisrael V'gam B'alav Yimas. When it comes to other animals, there's a Machlokas. Some say you need 23, and then others say that no, kalakodim zacha, that whoever kills them first is doing a good job by removing the mazik from the world. Rabbi Kiva has sort of an in-between opinion where he says for most other animals you need 23, but for a snake, just kill the snake, kalakodim zacha. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Aleph, Mishnah Hey.